Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to the Awakening Wave Show, where we explore the journey of spiritual awakening together. I am Robin Lee, your host, and it's so good to be back with you, all of you again, and sending much love from my heart to yours. Wow, I gotta say, it's been a crazy couple of weeks. Are you guys feeling the energies? Wow, definitely making an impact. Lots of experiences for sure. And what do? With each one, we try to process it, we breathe through it, we are aware of it, and then we release it. Easier said than done, that is for sure. But my motto has always been, go with the flow and let it go. It's funny how we can be triggered and taken out of neutrality in the present moment. It happens. So don't beat yourself up because that is mind energy. It happened to me recently and I felt my heart hurting. Or was it my heart? Was it ego? What was it? But that's why we process it. We feel it. And then we release it. So the key to getting back through is pull yourself back to center. And remember, spirit does not hurt or feel negative emotions. Spirit is neutral. Always. So I want to get started with a little housekeeping. I want to bring some updates on the homestead. As you know, I am homesteading my property. It's been quite an experience, the entire process. The auction date for my home is May 23rd. So there are two types, and I just want to share this with you guys because this is what I'm learning as I go. There are two types of foreclosures in Michigan. And the first one is the judicial foreclosure. And so it is done in a court-supervised process where a lender seeks to recover the balance of a defaulted mortgage by forcing the sale of the property. Okay, first of all, defaulted mortgage, that means you're not paying, which is my choice. I mean, I could pay, and I definitely have no problem with it. But when you know about the corrupt banking system and what the mortgage companies represent, they are actually, when they make the loan to you, they are taking it from your revocable trust, which is your money. So they are loaning your money so that you can pay interest on your money, which they make money off of. So what a system, right? So yeah, that's why I'm not paying my mortgage, because we need to bring this system down. It is corrupt, and so be it. So it involves the lender filing a lawsuit against the borrower, obtaining a court order to foreclose, and selling the property at a public auction to satisfy the debt. Now, this process is typically used in states where foreclosure requires judicial oversight, ensuring legal compliance and the borrower protections. It can take months to years, depending on the state laws and, of course, the proceedings. And the other one, which is what I'm going through, is the foreclosure auction. It is a public sale of property that has been repossessed by a lender due to the home owner's failure to make the mortgage payments on the money that they used that came from my trust. Beautiful, right? So when a borrower defaults in their loan, the lender initiates foreclosure proceedings to recover the outstanding debt. The property is then sold at an auction to the highest bidder, typically to recoup the lender's losses. So it could be in newspaper articles. And, you know, there is a process. And I actually went out into the field last week and I actually went to one of the auctions and I experienced it to see how it works in my county. And I was able to get a recording of it, which I will post on my show page for those of you that are in the homesteading process and would like to review it. And I plan on going to another one this week. And see what else I can find out. So we did find out some great information in regard to the affidavit of service, which has helped us to start a motion to file for dismissal. So on that note, a lot of work is being done, and I want to say a special thanks to three people that are helping us with learning the language. And Mike Deem is one of them, Teresa Sanders, and Sunshine. Thank you for all your assistance in gathering information and mostly for teaching us the language. And it is good to have all of you helping us here in Michigan. So appreciate every one of you. You've been great to the team, and we love you. So I was recently also listening to David Strait, and he was here in my county back in 2023, and he talked about turning a right into privilege under the color of law, which is a conspiracy against the right and in violation of Section 18 USC 241 and 242. So Section 242 is the civil code of holding them accountable. Okay, and that's on the trespassing signs that we have on our properties right now for those of us that are at that stage. And then Section 18 is the criminal way, and there's more. And I'm not going to get into too much detail of this particular code. We will have a I will have a guest on my show in a couple of weeks, and we're going to get into it a little bit deeper. But the best thing for learning the language is learn the United States Code. It is our friend when it comes to learning the language of the foreclosure process. So, all right. So that's an update. I'm gonna, the auction's coming up. So on the next show, which I do believe is gonna be the 31st, which is on a Saturday, Memorial Weekend. Yeah. Anybody got plans going tubing, going down the river? Great day. Hopefully we'll have some great winter or weather, excuse me. So what else is coming up for me is my MPC Bikini Masters competition. I am in the middle of my 10-day lean out and will be participating in the Grandmasters 55 and up, and then the 60 bikini division on the 24th of May in the Grand Rapids area. So very exciting. This will probably be my 15th show. I do it to inspire others. I'm not there to win trophies. I'm not there to win, covers of magazines. It's just something that I do because this is fitness is something I love to do, and I am a personal trainer and I manage a gym. So I help others get physically fit. And so you lead by example, and there you can't put a number on it. Age is just an excuse. So lots of stuff coming up in regard to that. I'm going to have some stuff on my show page where people can get nutrition information. And also, I'm going to start putting some little clips together of some workouts that I do for any of you that are interested in checking it out. And then one last shout out to Lucia, Nicola Evans, and Margie. They have their retreat coming up here in June, the 12th through the 19th, in Escondido, California. So if you haven't reserved your room and your spot, there are still some spaces left, so go to the website. It's www.lucianicolaevans.com, and there is a retreat button where you can find out all the information in regard to the retreat. So check it out, folks. And then one last shout out to my sponsor, Nano Ojas. Great product. I use it all the time. And if you guys heard Q on the last weekend, he said, if you don't, he did mention NanoSoma, but NanoOjas is also part of the NanoSoma. It's just three different, as I explained in my last show, manufacturing names. But if you don't believe the product's going to work, it's not going to work. And he's absolutely right on that. So great product. Please go to their website, www.nanoojas.net. You get 15% off by using the Awakening Wave 63 promo code. We have, the wellness spray, the skin spray, which I used for anti-aging, and then the nasal spray, which came in very handy over the winter season. And then, we have a lot of people talking about allergies this time of year, if they only knew. So there is a tab if you want to know about the scientific specifics of the product. Please research it so you know that it's something that's going to work with you and that you feel that it's going to be right. And that you know that it's going to work for you. They also have live testimonials. So check that out. Once again, www.nanoogis.net. Okay, so without any further ado, before I bring Antonio on, we are going to be doing a part two from last week. So we will be talking about some of the subjects that we talked about last week or 2 weeks ago and just expanding more on them. But before I start, I want to start with my opening statement, and I always choose a word that I resonate with what is going on in my present here and now, and the challenges that have come my way in the last couple weeks. So the word is patience, a word I truly resonate with, especially in the last 2 weeks. We all know that Earth has become a place of instant gratification because of the powers that we have and the words that we speak and the thoughts that we have, because we can manifest anything that it is that we desire instantly. So choose your words carefully and just focus on the positive so that that's what you create. It is not about where we are going. It's about how we get there. You know, the journey, the path, learning the joy of anticipation, the process of doing is huge in lessons that we learn. I have always been one to focus on the end game, or you could say goal, and those experiences are sometimes disregarded. So when things are unfolding, the more you practice patience, the more the universe brings the experiences that your spirit soul desires. There is usually a rhythm to everything in the universe. And the more you are being patient, the more you become aware of the experiences and the lessons, depending on the situation, of course. We are all on a journey, and there are signs in front of us every day. So by slowing down and being patient, the more aware you become in the moment. When you are going fast and speeding up, you will miss the little treasures, the synchronicities and the miracles that have been placed right in front of us. So be patient, everyone, because change is coming, change is happening, and just be in your heart center and love one another and be kind and cautious of your words. I love you all. So, on that note, without any further ado, Antonio is joining me today. So some of you know him from the Q and Antonio show on For the People.Space. My first view was on May 5th of 2022. If you have not viewed their show, please check it out. Without any further ado, welcome Antonio.
PBS Radio.
You're gonna take over Don's position there, aren't you?
Is this PBS Radio?
This is BBS Radio Live.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that. So yeah, now I came good. Yeah, PBS Radio.
You sound just like him. You
Say
could
again.
sound just like him. You could probably fill in for him for sure.
I can only say that with his same kind of tone, but yeah, no, that is funny. But hello, how are
Yeah.
you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How about you?
I'm okay, thank you. Thank you for having me again to the second round. And yeah, let's start.
Yeah, let's start. So I have to get back into the cooking experience. I listened to another one of your shows with Q,
Okay.
and Q was talking about how he likes his asparagus crispy. I'm like, I'm so on the same page with him because I cannot stand soggy asparagus because it's really not that great tasting. Like I like it raw too. Like I could eat it crunchy. But I heard you say that you boil it. So that means you must like it soggy, right?
It just depends from how I feel, to be honest. Yeah, I like also the way that he was actually saying. But you know, if Q was born in Italy, he probably would have a different view about the food. But unfortunately for him, he grew up in the States, and I think in the States you're a little bit behind with cooking skills. I'm so sorry, guys. It's it's not an offense. I'm not judging, but you come to me, I give you some lesson of BBS Radio.
I love it. I watched a movie not too long ago, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was a woman that met this Italian man, and his mother and father, they had a garden right outside the kitchen, and it was just beautiful. And the father was really particular about the actual food. It had to have a certain, it had to look a certain way, and he'd smell it. And I'm like, so they're very fussy about the food. When they cook meals, they got to have the best of the best, it seems to me.
Yeah, I
Right?
mean, it's part of the culture, many. I mean, yeah, but yeah, when I will come to the States, I will give you some lessons. Don't worry, I'm
I
kidding.
love it.
I'm kidding.
I actually cook a pretty mean spaghetti, and my mother used to let it simmer all day on the stove, and the smell would, the aroma through the house was just so, oh, just beautiful, and you couldn't wait for dinner, you know? So,
But yeah, okay, where you go for me?
okay, so the intention and awareness that we talked about on the last show. Can you just elaborate a little bit more on that and just give some examples just for the new listeners? Because when I went back to listen to it, I mean, I understood it, but just for somebody that's coming on new, can you just give some examples of it?
Yeah, intention and awareness.
Yes.
Intention. My intention is, all right, so since I'm in this lifetime, my intention was always trying to help people. So the intention was there, but sometimes it was difficult to apply my intention, I mean, put it into practice. Yeah, you can help anywhere, anytime, when someone needs help. But obviously, the influence of the Matrix was taking me away from the intention many times. So I was suppressed many times. My intention to help others was many times suppressed by everyday needs, and probably I will lose my intention and in non-unconscious level. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yes.
So
So,
many times you have the intention that you want to help, you want to do things, also the desire. Intention, desire, to me, they're very close, but maybe if you go on the English dictionary, maybe they're similar, but they are not the same. But you see, you can see Antonio that maybe he sounds crazy, or maybe, I don't know, whatever, whatever, whatever. But the intention was always there, try to help people. And in fact, when I was in London, I remember that I had the intention that I wanted to work with young people as a psychologist. I did uni and so on, but then I didn't like uni because it's full of BS. But then you see, today I'm helping people. In a way, the intention is always there. And now it's how I apply and how I practice and how, I invest to make it happen in between the intention and then, make it happen in reality. I don't know if it can help.
okay, so is it like anything that you focus on that you're desiring, and you in it? Okay, how am I saying? Anything you focus on and add feeling to is what you're bringing forth into your experience. Would you say that that would be kind of like a good example, like such as courting, or I'm trying to think of something else, or talking about something over and over again? Is that
Look, yeah, go on, please.
And that would be like experiences that you are bringing in. So whenever you have like an intention and it's a thought or something that you just can't stop talking about, that is a high excitement or could not be a high excitement, that is something that you create, and then you become more aware of what your intention has just brought. And that's where the awareness comes in, is what I'm feeling. Does that make sense?
Okay, so all right, so
Am I confusing you yet?
second,
Am I confusing you yet?
no, it's kind of because I'm always neutral, so I really struggle sometimes to process information in between my heart sometimes, because the intention, I see the intention as Okay, so now you're doing this show. What's your intention? You're doing this show because there was something within you that was pushing you to do this. That is your intention. Behind this show, there is the intention that you want to be participating to the growth of this planet, correct?
Yes, to share
So that
information.
is your intention.
Yes.
Now, how it comes, you're applying, you are putting into practice through this show, for example, your intention to help others, right?
Yep.
So the intention to me, it's when no matter what, you still do it. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Because if you wouldn't do this show, probably you would be helping people in another way, but you still will be helping people, correct?
Yeah, but couldn't
Because
intention also be a timeline also because you're creating things? Could it be that way too?
everything is a timeline, okay? But everything, this is the planet of timelines. So now, if it comes from a neutral place,
Okay.
or if it comes from a neutral place, well, yes, you are creating, it's your timeline, but it comes from a neutral place, comes from a place of source. But you can have a bad intention that can come from your mind. Or you can have a good intention in your heart, but then the dark can put another intention that it's not yours, so you think that it's yours. Like, for example, I was seeing many people when they were at the beginning of a couple of years ago, there was one of the groups that were working on projects and things. Many of them, they were confused. Why? Because they were submitting projects. And truly, I could see they were not the intention coming from the heart. They were thinking, they were submitting the project because they wanted to help others, they were saying. But there was no passion. They were confusing what it means coming from the heart and when it comes from the mind. Many of them were submitting the project based on obligations, on the fact that they have to help because it seems to be not good if you don't help. So they were getting like intentions from the mind and was seeding really the intention from the heart. So they could not feel the passion, but they were getting kind of confused.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
You get where I'm coming from? I don't know if I explained properly, but
Absolutely. Because I was like that when I submitted my project 2 years ago. And when I look back on that project, I'm like, it's really not my highest excitement today. Isn't
there you go.
that annoying? I mean, it is, but it isn't. There's other things that have come up that are more, that excite me more, and which I'm creating. And so when you say intention, coming from the mind or the heart, that's the spirit or the humanness in us or whatever it may be. And then when you become aware of which place it's coming from, that's when you know it's spirit, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. All right. I love it. Okay. All
And
right.
in regards to the awareness to me is the knowing, is the truth.
Yes. The knowing and the truth. And I learned that really well from you. Listening, I went back and listened to the show from 2 weeks ago a couple times, and I get that the knowing is the truth. So when you look back on when we were little kids and we were, still had a lot of spirit in us, and we were all about the truth. We said exactly what was on our minds, and we never questioned it until we started getting older. So we have always had the knowing. We just didn't know that we had the knowing.
That's correct. The knowing was taken away through the education system and
Through the
the whole
bullshit life we've
process,
been
all
subjected
the process that we experience through the cage of the matrix. Then they take away your knowing and replaced with software in your mind, in people's minds, with
Yeah.
I believe. If
And
you believe, you don't know.
exactly. I like that. If you believe, you don't know. If you know, you believe.
That's correct.
So when I think back on the days when I was in school, and I could never, I never did well in like arithmetic or English. I freaking hated English. It was so freaking boring. And I would be one of those kids, and I never did good. I was like a C, maybe a B. I did really well in spelling, though. I loved words. And I was proud of myself because I was the best speller in class. Anyway, I would find myself looking out the window at the playground. When's recess going to get here? I'm like, let's get out of this classroom. So the whole time I was sitting there going, man, why am I so slow? I always felt like I was dumb, but really I wasn't. I just wasn't easily indoctrinated. That's a
That's nice.
great way to look at it, don't you think, or
Oh
feel?
yeah, of course. But we all went through that, and it was also, I mean, my by looking at my personal experience was always an up and downs. Me too, I was taken to church, but then, you know, at some point I was like, this doesn't make any sense. So we've been in and out of, you know, the temptation of the dark through the people in our lives. It could be mom and dad that could take you to church. I mean, in a good, in, they had the best intention for you. You see, they wanted to give you the best, like, oh, I'm taking you to church because, you know, I know they will be for good for you. But you see, there was also the mind, the energy suppressing the good intention. They maybe your parents could have taken you to church. They had the best intention, but obviously they were victim of the system too. So they didn't know they actually, the good intention was actually taking you away from you. And you see, that is an example of the intention.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because I was one of those parents. I took my kids to church and
Yeah,
I.
because you see, that is the best thing. You see, that is the best example maybe to explain the
Yeah, it's a
intention.
good example
Many
because.
times the parents, they have the best intention for their kids. They put the kids for vaccination. They have the best intention because the kids, you know, they feel they have to be protected by whatever, whatever. But because they are victim of the matrix, they are doing actually not good for their kids if they're going to have a vaccination, for example.
Yeah,
See,
and
that is an example of intention.
you know what? It's interesting because when I took my kids to church, I remember my son coming up to me, and he said, "Mom, I don't want to go back to church." I said, "Why?"
There you go.
He said that priest came up to me. There's something just weird about him.
There you
And
go.
I went, "What? What are you talking about, Father Bill?" I'm like, "I've known Father Bill for a long time, you know, just through high school and everything, because he did a lot of the graduations and stuff, and he was a familiar figure in the town that I lived in at the time." But now when I go back to that time, I'm like, and knowing what I know, I go, huh, maybe there was something to
There you
that.
go.
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. That's a great example of it. So definitely. All right. So you also.
Before you carry on, can I just
Oh,
I
yeah.
have few things. All right, so last show, you know, sometimes when I say, oh, this is my opinion, or you know, okay, so I just last week I went very soft and gentle, obviously, because I like to play a little bit dumb sometimes because I don't want to be too. It sometimes can sound like I'm imposing things in you know in my conversations. No, all right. So I don't want to give myself a title like an ambassador from Source. Otherwise, they say, who do you think you are? Yeah, I am who I am, but. Let's say that I'm the postman from Source, okay? So you see, from ambassador, I say I'm a postman. I deliver messages. All right. So sometimes if I say it's my opinion, then, you know, it's my personal life that probably I'm expressing whatever experience I expressed. But there are certain things as a Source ambassador or postman or delivered, whatever you want to use, because I don't like to give myself a title. There are certain things that it's the way it is. And it's not my opinion, it's just the message that we keep on delivering to this place. Okay, so last week I said, oh, it's my opinion when we're talking about the Markable. No, okay, so the Markable, just very briefly, it's a geometric pattern that, you know, everywhere you go in the universe is part of your spirit, and you'll be recognized who you are based on your Markable. All right, so my Markable, for example, my spirit, it looks like a flame of fire. Same is Q. Me and Q, we are the same spirit, two different expression. All right, so you can go on for the people.space, for the people who are listening. If you go through our shows, there was like almost 2 years of live shows that we done together. We gave a lot of clues. Because I know that you got a question. Oh, I'm confused about Antonio said he was Jesus. All right, if me and Dad, we are the same spirit, two different expression. When Dad was JFK Senior, I was JFK Junior. All right. So I want to make this clear. So
Absolutely. Thank you.
2000 years ago. Yes. If you go on a show on a 1705 2022, when me and Q we opened to the world, you know, our relationship, eternal relationship, father and son, brothers, peers for the eternity. So dad said, so you are the most famous kids in the world because you have the most famous father in the past 2000 years and the most famous mom in the past 2000 years. So you are the most famous kid in the past 2000 years. Who was it? JFK Jr. Okay, that is me. And then months ago,
So
I
wait,
think
hold on a second. So when you say me, you're saying the spirit.
same spirit, exactly,
Okay,
same
all right.
spirit. And then also, if you go, I don't remember what of the live shows we done when Dad says, "I'm drinking tea with tea. I'm Thor." Okay, it's me. All right. So finally, I could disclose my name publicly. All right, because after the live show, I was like, "Dad, you almost said my name publicly." I was laughing. All right. So when the post, I think a month ago, was posted about Thor, that is me. And funny enough, a couple of days before, I tattoo on my arm. Before me, there was no one. I laid the foundation of the earth. 2 days later, there was the post about Thor. That is me. So, for anyone that has any doubt, I have no, like, to me, I'm not putting myself above anyone. It's just a matter of fact. It's just, you know, as it is. And we hit back to our support and assist all of you. And I'm not better than anyone. The message 2000 years ago was, if you go from my mind to your heart, I'm not better or lesser than you. So we are not here to become again the new heroes or idols of whatever. So yeah, that is what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Antonio. So thank you for clearing that up, because we did have a couple listeners that were
Oh, and then there was also another article on for the people.space. Heaven is here. That article was dedicated to me. I'm the Archangel Michael. No doubt about it. That's me. So that is, I'm not putting myself above anyone. I'm not trying to put myself, you know, giving credit. I don't want any credit or anything. But I know who I am. I have the awareness. I have memories. And Q for sure was not going to play a show with just an ordinary guy from nowhere that barely speak English. So in that live shows, in 2 years of live shows, we gave a lot of clues. And there is another live shows where Dad says, the dark has worked so hard 2000 years for this conversation not to happen, me and him. All right.
Yeah,
So who is it? John Baptiste and Jesus. All right.
yes,
Thank you very
right.
much.
I like it. I like it. So,
So yeah, I'm just, you know, making because, you know, people tend to forget or they tend to, I don't know, just, you know, I like to make clear how it is. But once again,
okay,
I'm
so
just another stupid human right now in a human living this seven stupid version of human, as beautiful can be. I'm not better than anyone. I'm still, you know, paying my bills, going to toilet as you do. I need to eat food as you do. I need to drink water as you do.
right. But
I still have to deal with so many things as everyone does.
right. So for the new listeners, the spirit that you are in Antonio was also the spirit in these other characters that we play
That's
while we're
correct.
here on
That's
planet
correct.
Earth, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. All right. So we cleared that up. Hopefully they got that, right?
Yeah. But once again, it doesn't make me better than anyone. That's what I
Right.
really want to make this clear.
No,
It's not an arrogant statement.
I never perceive you like that at
No,
all.
no, no, you, no, you, no, you, no, you.
Yeah. So
No.
beautiful. All right.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome very much. I love you, Antonio.
Love you.
Okay.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Just, you know, I had to speak this out because sometimes now I'm kind of a bit, yeah. I don't like, you know, to promote myself, but sometimes I got to stand where I am and who I am, and I had to shout a little bit, you know,
It's
my presence.
the passion in you. I totally relate, and it's
Thank you.
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. So this question here you talked about last time, and I want to kind of touch base on it. When you spoke about a man and a woman and how when they have their spirit, everything flows, they move together like notes in a song. That was beautiful, by the way. You're so romantic.
Thank you.
And then they can, so my question to you, when they're like that, can they still experience low frequency emotions as if they're still in the human body? Or does that just dissipate completely?
What you're talking about, two people, they go like male and female together with all their spirit in their vessel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if they are experiencing maybe their lives on planet Earth, which was the hell until a couple of years ago, and we're making a better place, yeah, maybe they could be tricked in a low frequency stuff. But look at Q and Mom.
Yep.
I don't think they experience any low frequency things at the moment.
No,
So,
not.
but obviously, people are different, and it's all about what we want to experience, to be honest with you.
And also too, if you're still holding, especially during this time, because I think we're all purging things right now, that we thought that we, what's the word? That we got rid of, and then we're finding out they're back again, and you're going, what the frick? I thought this was over with. What the? So then you start
Oh.
going, okay. So you have to sit back, take a deep breath and evaluate it. And so for me in the past week, I felt some emotional stuff. And I think the word I'm going to use, no, I know the word I'm going to use, and I realize what it is. Abandonment. And so abandonment as a child, even though I had my parents that I was with them, my mother was never really part of my life. There was a lot of toxic stuff there. But when I look at her mother and the stories that I heard from all the relatives about how she was abandoned, then I get the imprinting from that, correct, as a child. So I'm learning about her stuff. And then who knows what her mother went through, and then so on and so on. So right now we got 9 billion thousand quadrillion trillion, whatever you want to say. Different fractals of ourselves, or how's the word? How am I saying that? Of us that are going through different things in, I guess you might want to say in other lifetime realities or realms, or does that make sense? I lost my thought
So
form.
basically, what you're trying to tell me that you're experiencing basically that, if I understood your question or your statement, basically you're speaking about the genetic recording system that unfortunately you and me, before we started this process of the ascension, we were experiencing, unfortunately, as Q said many times, wherever all the genetic coming before you in your genetic tree. Yeah, as the last one, you're probably experiencing all the garbage that unfortunately was in the genetic recording system. And that is that density that we are clearing when we do. I command my spirit to remove anything from me or from my entire existence that it's not authentically me now. Basically, that is the density and those emotions recorded in the genetic recording system, because mind energy includes low frequency emotions, all right? And the heart energy includes high frequency, let's say, emotions like joy. Joy is still an emotion, but it's a high frequency one, right? So they made this on purpose because obviously keeping people in the mind, each experience that you will experience will trigger those emotions that were recorded in you, and you will react to those emotions, and then basically we fall into the loops. And there is the karma that the planet Earth is experiencing. Planet Earth is experiencing the loops because the emotions recorded in the genetic recording system in each of us, we keep on reacting on situations, as could be relationship, work, friendships, and so on. So, by increasing the volume of light within ourselves, that emotions, they're going to be softer, and until they will disappear. Then you want to experience, like for example, me, I have all of my spirit into me, but still. Sometimes I can have some days that I can experience some low frequency stuff. I have the awareness that that it's low frequency or whatever. I want to participate. I play with it because sometimes it's even boring. I like to participate in some drama. I love it. Otherwise, this place is so boring. This place is so boring. Sometimes I need to insult a few people through emails. Sometimes I need to shout or I need to swear at someone. I'm like, there is nothing else to
It's funny you say that, because I really, what was unique for me is after, we did the clearing on Sunday, I had such a blissful, beautiful day. It was so wonderful. I was in
do. Thank you.
my spirit, and just it was a me day, and I was so thank you so much for that.
Thank you for
And
allowing me to do that with you.
yes, and more I will be continuing because it's really helping me really connect more with spirit. And then the next day when I started getting up from work, I started having all these this mind energy, so I started doing my head to heart drop and then my life force energy. And I'll tell you what, it can be a battle sometimes, and you just gotta
Girl,
like
I'm telling you, especially when I think I mentioned in the last show we done, if you watch one of the Matrix, I think it's the third one, one of the, there are three movies from the Matrix, if I'm not wrong, but it shows in the last one that when you are due to ascend, the attacks from the dark sometimes they can be even harder, because they really don't want you to leave. They
Oh
really
yeah.
don't want you to leave,
Yeah.
because each of us is a battery energy field, and until you don't have all of your spirit into you, you can actually be very attractive to get more energy from people. The
Yeah.
one that are almost due to ascend, they are the one more attracted by dark. Do you understand? Because obviously they still have a little bit of space to mess about. But when you have all of your spirit into you, I guarantee you they cannot penetrate anymore within you.
Yeah, and that's the end game right there. So, when I was out Sunday, I was out on my deck and I started looking at my skin because sometimes you can see the little glitters in it. And I actually like my whole arm. I said, "Oh my gosh, am I turning into like a fairy?" Because my arm was just glittering like there's more than I've ever seen before. So I know that I am physically changing. I see it. I feel it. It's definitely happening, and I just gotta stay centered, be neutral, and be in the here and now and the present moment, and we'll get through it, because there's gonna be things that are gonna be thrown at you.
Oh yeah, and one more thing. Last week, when I said, women were used on this planet to destroy men,
Oh,
but actually, I would like to rephrase that, because it's
wait.
both ways. It's both ways.
Okay, wait a minute. That's my next question, so hold on.
There you go.
All right. Wow. Do you know what I'm going to ask you? Were you reading my
No, that is synchronicity. We didn't prepare. Like, you didn't tell me what you were going to ask me. But that it's how it works, right?
Yeah, it is. So here it is. So you also mentioned that women are more powerful and the dark is aware of our powers and they use us to destroy the men. But, and that was my question, don't you feel it could also be reversed? And before you
That's what I
answer,
answered. You
okay,
see,
right. But
it's both
wait.
ways.
But before you
Because
answer, my point of view, I would never intentionally want to hurt another human being,
of course not.
no matter what the gender, to be honest, because, but on the flip side of that, if they tried to hurt me, then I have the right to stand my ground and defend.
And it's both ways. My statement was like the way that the dark is using women as an object, as a beauty, to be chased by the man, and the man is giving power away in a stupid way, because it seems that everything is based on the image a woman looks like, and
Yep.
whatever. It's more on a physical thing. That is all alien, because when you have all of your spirit into you, and I experienced, when I didn't have all of my spirit into me, and now I have all of my spirit into me, and I can tell you the relationship and interaction with sex or with a woman changes like from A to Z. There is no anymore, not even a sort of whatever perversion you can have with a woman. It's more like really a platonic love when you have all of your spirit into you. It changes the way that you see a woman, that I'm talking about as a man. And so on. So, and that would be in the future, the men and women finally can have, a sort of peace. Oh, and then I want to say another thing, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
When we look at, if I go on Facebook, for example, right, and I look all the posts and things, everyone is going on and on and on about this war of the deep state. I want to remind everyone that the deep state is the outcome of what people believes. So the war, to me, it's about the people beliefs, and anti people who believe there will be always a war, because what you believe is mind energy. I don't care if say, oh, you cannot touch people's beliefs. Okay, but you don't know. You're going on beliefs. There is all mind energy. And until there is mind energy through beliefs, there will be never a peace. There is no peace. Because if you notice, let's take an example. Religions, they believe. And there will be always division because it's based on what they believe, religion.
Yeah, that's
And there will be politics and there will be other things in our lives. So if you really want to, if all of us really we have the intention to have a better world, we got to have all our spirit in ourself. The mind will be connected to the heart and there will be God present again on planet Earth. The absence of God is lack of spirit into people. When people say, where is God? Why God is watching everything is not doing nothing? No, it's because God, it's not present, the spirit. I say God, but really it's the spirit. It's not present, fully present into people, vessels.
yes. And
And
you know,
that's where God is. That's why God is missing, God or source, whatever you want to say. But
yeah.
yeah, sorry to interrupt you, but I
Well,
wanted to.
no, that was beautiful. That's perfect because you know, I don't go on Facebook a lot. I do like the watch see the positive things that are being posted on there. And there's a young woman in our group, Mary Jane, and she's always putting beautiful posts up there, and I just love reading what she shares, and hopefully by the positive posts that we post, we're affecting other people, and they're feeling the frequency of that information and the goodness that's coming out of it. So, but then you have those people that are repeating the negative stuff, and then they're creating it more and more and more. So,
Right.
it's both
And
ways.
another thing that I noticed that people, also about the, someone was confused about Jesus. Antonio said, oh, because people are so attached to identity, okay?
Yep.
And that is so the identity, it's one of the problem as time and money and religion, that it's all connected anyway. If we start looking at how the quantum universe works, then we are able, then it comes with the awareness, okay? Once again, it comes with the awareness, it comes with more spirit. And why I was going on identity, because there was something that I wanted to say, but then it just went away. I'm sorry, I lost it.
You'll remember it though.
Okay.
Okay, so real quick, because what do we got here? I'm just all right. So you talked about your struggles in the last show during your ascension. What would you say was the hardest to overcome for you?
Ooh, that's a beautiful question. The hardest that was, oh man.
There were so many, right, Antonio?
Well, I mean, well, since all right, so imagine for a guy that, as an ordinary guy until before the lockdown,
Yeah.
from one day to another, found himself what I am today. So the struggle was get rid of the Antonio that was that ordinary guy that could I don't know be drinking, smoking, getting high sometimes, when I was younger and so on. So I had to get rid of all the sort of habits and those things that were part of the trap that were they were trying to keep me trapped. And that was maybe the most difficult part. And also, what really was always my struggle, that I could not accept this place as my place. I could not accept humans, to be honest with you, and myself too, because there is. The most, I mean, this version of human, the way that we created all of this, to me, is disgusting. I'm sorry. I don't want to be judging, but a planet where there is no love, a planet where we pay for water, a planet that we kill each other, a planet where the war is in between humans and what they believe, I can't wait to leave. And the most part, difficult part to me was find the motivation to stay. Still on this planet. And yeah, that was the struggle because really in the past years, I just wanted to leave and go because, yeah, I don't feel this place. Has
Yeah,
anything to do
I
with
feel
me,
you
and I don't
learning.
have anything to do with this place. I'm sorry. I don't want to be pessimistic or, negative, but I'm just saying what was my experience and what I was going through.
Yeah, I agree, 'cause when I found out about all this stuff, it was like, oh, what the F? It was a it took me 3 days to process the cloning thing when I found out about that. And I'm like, and I would sit there and touch myself, and I'm like, am I real? Am I feel real? So crazy stuff. All right, so we're getting short on time, but and I want to get this one more question into you real quick. Finances. What is your opinion on the new cryptocurrency? Do you think that that's all a hogwash and people are wasting their time and participating in it? Or do you feel that that's something that will be part of our future?
Well, the finance, I mean, I think you heard me already many times saying, obviously, as you know, this tool used the money, it's an evil tool. My point is, all we give to everyone, or we remove price for everything. There are two ways. Or you give funds to everyone to have opportunities, to create whatever they want to create, or you remove prices for everything.
Yeah, I agree.
You choose, guys. I'm speaking to the big guys in charge of this financial system or whatever is, two ways.
Yeah, I
Those
agree.
are
I agree.
remove the prices and you don't hear Antonio swearing anymore. Or you give money to everyone and you don't hear Antonio swearing anymore.
Or
If
give
you don't want to hear
him
Antonio swearing anymore, you got to give prosperity to everyone,
or
even
give
the
us.
last little man in the last place on planet Earth.
Right, or give us valuable seashells, right?
There you go. There you go. Because I get very passionate about, because you see, as I could be all of that with my spirit, I'm still an ordinary guy that speaks, to ordinary people, and I really touch the real life. Many of these big guys, they are sitting, in good places with mansions and money, and they can dictate, when, how, whatever. And see, I'm the good guys, but that's the bad guys, because at a certain level, it looks like they're playing their war and they're forgetting about the pain of the world. And that's why sometimes, Antonio gets a little bit crazy, because I'm with the people. I am, even though, I am who I am on the other side of the fence, but on this side of the fence, I'm not as stupid as many. They're listening. No offense, because I'm the first stupid. So I'm not calling anyone stupid. I'm the first one.
Well, we all have our what do you call it? Our shortcomings, and those are how we address them and react to them is what the outcome of that experience will be. So, I just want to say real quick, right now we're all experiencing a lot of release right now, and I feel that the darkness is being purged in all of us, and we are being presented with an opportunity to let go of everything that is not love at this time, during this time. Sometimes it can be painful, don't you feel? Well,
Can
no,
be painful.
we shouldn't say painful, but when you have to go back to face the shit that you thought you already let go of, and you find out that the shit is still there, you just gotta let it go, because especially right now, because we are at the end of the ascension, and for those of us that are still hanging on to things, I just want to say to you and everyone that if we are in love and we stay in love, and just remember that that's who spirit is, it's love and truth. And if we can all be that way, it's going to be an easy process.
It can
Easy.
be that way only if we have all our spirit in ourselves.
Yes, I know. And
Because in world, everyone can spread so many beautiful concepts. I hear many. You see how many times people went to church, and you can hear so many beautiful words. Yeah, but inside of the people, there is the war.
yeah.
The war is in each inside of each person, and express, in a way that interacts with others.
Yes.
The
And
solution is very simple, straightforward. That's why it's so difficult.
yeah, it is for sure. And like I said, this past couple of weeks, I've had a couple of experiences, and I've had time to reflect upon them and brought myself back to center with a little help from Antonio. And for that being said, so I hear that you will be doing a seminar. Is that going to be Zoom on Saturday the 31st at 12 p.m. Eastern time, which I think is 5 o'clock your time?
Oh, thank you for reminding me that. So basically, why am I doing that? Because
Yeah,
I've been away for
why are you
why?
doing it on a Saturday?
I don't know.
Do you
I'm so
realize that?
sorry.
Yeah, I
I'm
know,
so
we're
sorry.
all doing radio shows
Oh,
that
I'm so sorry. No, yeah. So I can say I don't know why I came on a Saturday, but one thing is, I was away for a couple of years in silence and so on. So it's more an opportunity to catch up with many than maybe where sometimes emailing me, looking for me or whatever. It's an opportunity to review, to discuss, and see if anyone needs some help. Many of the ones they already know me and they will attend. Obviously, I don't have to preach anything. They already know everything. But obviously, it's nice to see each other and see if anyone needs some help. And then I have a little surprise for who will attend, which I'm not going to disclose the little surprise. And it's just something that only when I will see who has attended, I will deliver the little
Oh.
surprise. And then if there is someone new, would be a good opportunity to get to know each other. And if they need some help, I'll be there more than happy to support anyone that needs some help.
Yeah, that's perfect. And I'll probably record my show then so that I can take part, because I
Thank you.
really want to
Thank
do
you.
so.
Thank you.
So with that, Antonio, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me again on the Awakening Wave Show. It's been such a pleasure, and you bring so much love and joy to my heart. So thank you so much for joining me.
Likewise, and thank you for having me on BBS Radio.
Yes, and on that note, thank you, BBS Radio. I love all you guys. Thank you for all you do. Thank you to all the listeners and subscribers, and anyone that would like to subscribe and donate to the channel. You'll find all that information on my show page. And everyone, have a beautiful, sunny, joyful Saturday. I love you all. Thank you for joining me.